Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
morning, everyone. Welcome along. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Sheffield Live. It is Sunday morning. It's Peter Evans for the next 2 hours with some vinyl jazz. Starting off with a couple of crackers there. That was Roy Haynes with Booker Irvin from 1964 on New Jazz Records. The tune was Dorian. And we heard Haynes on the drums and Booker Irvin on the tenor saxophone, Ronnie Matthews on piano, and Larry Ridley was playing bass. And we started off with a track from Stanley Turrentine's Joyride album, arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson, from 1965 on Blue Note Records, and it was one of Stanley's tunes, Matty T, and the full personnel was Stanley Turrentine on tenor saxophones. The trumpeters were Ernie Royal, Clark Terry and Snooky Young. We heard on trombones J.J. Johnson, Jimmy Cleveland and Henry Coker. Phil Woods on alto saxophone, Jerry Dodgen also on alto sax and flute. Albert J. Johnson, tenor sax, soprano and clarinet. Robert Ashton on tenor sax. Danny Bank, baritone sax. We also heard Kenny Burrell on guitar, Herbie Hancock on piano, Bob Cranshaw on the bass, and Grady Tate was playing the drums, a big band par excellence, I'm sure you'll agree. And going to move on next with something that's coming out shortly as part of the fantastic J-Jazz Masterclass series. Mike Peden and Tony Higgins put this excellent series of Japanese reissues out. They're on BBE Records and they're all worth checking out. And Mike was kind enough to send me a couple of promo records. One is an album, one's a 7-inch. Going to feature a side of the 7-inch a bit later in the show, but I'm going to feature a track from the album. Now, it was recorded in November 87 and January 1988, and the album's called Free Fight, and it's Sachi Hayasaka and Stir Up, and the personnel is Sachi Hayasaka on alto and soprano saxophones, Tetsuji Yoshida on the trumpet, Naoki Kubojima on the piano, Toshiki Nagata on bass, Ken Tsunoda drums and percussion, and special guests on the album, Kiki Midorikawa on the cello and Tomohiro Yahiro on the percussion. And this is a track called Unbaggy. We'll be right back.
Ba-ba-ba-da, 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 ba-ba-ba-da.
That's a tune I first heard in on Muse Records from Dave Pike's album Let the Minstrels Play On from 78. But that's the original version from 1976, Spirit Samba. And many of the players who were on the Dave Pike album on Muse are also on this one, which was on JAS Records out of America. And it was Ron Ashett on guitar. He was the leader of the group. Tom Rainier on acoustic and electric piano. John Perrott on drums and percussion. Luther Hughes on bass, and Carol Ashett on the vocals. All of those players apart from John Perrott appeared on the Dave Pike Let the Minstrels Play On album. I'll play you the version on there another time on Spinning Jazz, but great to hear the original title track from the album Spirits Samba. And I mentioned earlier a 7-inch that I'd got from Mike Peden as part of the J-Jazz Masterclass series. I'm going to play that for you now. This is Crystal Zone, and this is Kanashiana. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
kind of a modal green sleeves meets my favourite things type of thing going on there from 1971. An excellent track from Joe Farrell from his album Outback on CTI Records, and that featured the soprano sax of Joe Farrell, the drums of Elvin Jones, electric piano of Chick Corea, the bass of Buster Williams, and the percussion of Erto Moreira. And we're going to move to Blue Note next, an album that was recorded in 68, didn't come out until 1980. It's Lee Morgan's album Taru. This is a tune called D-Load, and it features Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Maupin on tenor saxophone, George Benson on guitar, John Hicks is playing the piano, Reggie Workman's on bass, and Billy Higgins is at the drums. This has come out recently as part of the Tone Poet series, but this is an original pressing from 1980 from America as part of the Blue Note Classic series. A series, I've said this many times before, but extraordinarily good albums that were never released at the time for some unknown reason. Many of them are better than some of the albums that did come out at the time, but I think it was a fashion thing. Different trends were emerging towards the end of the 60s. Anyway, this has got a couple of Boogaloo tracks on it. This is one of them, sort of a gospel, hard bop, post bop theme. And yeah, this is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, rambling on a Sunday morning between 9 and 11 on Sheffield Live. Remember to check out the full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com. You can also hear the show on Mixcloud. Yeah, subscribe to Revolve 77 on Mixcloud and you'll hear the show in fantastic sound, HQ sound, every week. 2 hours of the finest vinyl jazz. We explore everything from hard bop to Latin and soul. Thank you.